Pretty well kind of wide rim hat.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He's quite a guy.
He sure is.
He could play that guitar.
I bet they did have a man here. That man could eat up a guitar, but the poor man died. Yes, sir. He was an old man. I mean, I guess when he died, he was about 60 years old. And he was still playing, but he was in yawning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord.
Who was it? You know who he was?
Yeah, from Philip. He's not off the torture of you. His family.
But he's dead now.
Oh yeah, he's dead. In fact, the whole family used to play music. Their daddy, their granddaddy. Marcel and Marcella. That's the father and the son.
Yeah.
And I was told, I don't remember them people, but I was told 12 o'clock at night, they pull down the suspender. They stand up. You could hear them bawling out, home from here, my sister-in-law. That's right, Marcel and Marcel, and there come the rest of them, born them children, Marcellis, and A.G. Philip, and that girl, all of them played music. That guitar, mandolin or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the boy that made me play mandolin.
Yeah.
That boy, he was a good mandolin player.
How would people get together back in those
days? Oh, people get together much better than they get now. Right. I don't care what happened, why it happened. They'd walk and go and see about you. Now that ain't no joke. If a fellow would die, you know what people living on the farm. In fact, you gotta talk about them sharpshooter casket.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that.
Why not?
They used to make them.
Sharpshooters?
Yeah, you know, something like that, you know, kind of swirl up in the middle and sharp on each end.
Yeah.
They used to make them and dress them with that black cloth. And they take a black bow, a ribbon, and make a bow, you know, and either put on top or in front. And that's what they buried my mother in. When them sharpshooters weren't no casket. They had them caskets, but you couldn't buy them caskets.
Yeah.
People were so poor, they couldn't get nothing. And let me tell you one thing. I remember they had a lady called Elaine. She was sick. I'm going to show you the house right now. And we were living in the next house, but I was a young fellow, about 16 years old. Every night, they had a drove of people set up with her. Well, finally, that must have been in the spring of the year. One night, there was a woman by the name of, well, I don't know her right name. We call her Choo Choo for a short name. She used to travel with 2-3 dogs. And she came there with them dogs. And people were sitting, you know, some were sitting on a porch, some sitting on a porch everywhere, one side of the other bed, talking, some of them said pray and all that. They got two mad dogs come up in that house. They run up against the mother dog, start to fight, whipping them dog. You see them houses put up with a, let me see, now they got a long piece cross. You know they nailed this thing, but they didn't have the, they call it not a rafter. A rafter made this away.
Uh-huh.
And now they had another long two or four right across the house. That must be the holy together. That's why I went up there. And do you know that old lady got up from there? Yeah, I went up there. That old lady got up from there next day and said she was feeling good. She was feeling good. That dog tear that and then dog the next day or 2 days, they went mad. Had to kill them. Oh man, you talking about something? And when I got up from there, I went home and stayed home.